اللهم لك الحمد، لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، لك الحمد ولك الشكر على ما أنعمت علينا من نعمك العظيمة وآلائك الجليلة. اللهم اجعلنا شاكرين لنعمك قابليها وأتمها علينا. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله بين يدي الساعة بشيرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وصل على آله وصحابته ومن والاهم واهتدى بهديهم واستنى بسنتهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله. اتقوا الله سبحانه وتعالى في السر والعلانية والمنشط والمكره لعلكم تفلحون. يقول سبحانه وتعالى عن رسوله وحبيبه محمد: لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. فإذ تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. My dear brothers and sisters, I praise Almighty Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the one who has no consort or son or peer. He is unique, he is absolute, he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Everything else that he has created, he is his servant. And everything else will return to him as he created them. I bear witness that Allah is one, he has no partner. I bear witness that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been sent by Allah as his messenger, as a bringer of good news, and as a warner. Allah says about him, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. What does it mean? That means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a human being. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشْرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ, say, I am a mortal, a human being like you. So we cannot place Rasulullah above the rank that Allah has placed him. لَا تَتُرُونِي كَمَا أَتَرَتِ النَّصَارَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ, do not venerate me as the Christians venerated Jesus, son of Mary. إنما أنا عبد الله ورسوله, I am only a servant of Allah and His messenger. So Allah says, قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إليّ, I am a mortal, I am a human being like you. The only distinction is that Allah has revealed to me that أنما إلهكم إله واحد, your Lord is one. So لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, there has come to you a messenger from among yourselves. What does it mean? Rasulullah is a human being, and he always reminded himself that he is a humble servant of Allah. He never allowed people to stand up for him even. He never allowed people to ascribe to him, to attribute to him powers as they attribute to the so-called people who claim divinity or divine attributes. Even when somebody said, Ma sha Allah wa ma sha Rasulullah, as long as Allah wills, as long as Rasulullah wills, the Prophet's cheeks were red. And he said, what are you seeing? Are you making me equal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When in the Fath Makkah, when he reached the apogee of his career, he entered Makkah as a victor. People came to him praising him. Anta Sayyiduna, you are our master, you are this, you are this. The Prophet of Allah said, don't place me above the rank that Allah has placed me. Let not Shaitan whisper to you these kind of thoughts. I am only a servant and messenger of Allah. And don't place me above the rank that Allah has placed me. So Muslims need to understand that, first of all, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is simply a messenger. And he's from among us, meaning Allah sent messengers not from the species of angels, but from the species of human beings. Human beings have their weaknesses, their limitations, their strengths, and you will see all of this in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But he has been trained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has been mentored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he demonstrated the ideal character that you and I can look up to on a daily basis. So in this spirit, we need to understand how Rasulullah was as a practical human being, his daily life. That's where we look up to Rasulullah. People who interacted with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One of the most beautiful things about Rasulullah is he faced the greatest animosity, hatred, opposition that anybody, any prophet before him aroused. People stood up against him, they conspired against him, they mobilized everything. Threats, intimidations, assassinations. Some of his followers were lynched to death. They paid huge amounts of money to propagate against him. And they used poets who satired him, who insulted him through poetry, which was the most powerful medium. And there is this beautiful story of this veteran poet, tested poet, Hassan ibn Thabit, radiallahu anhu. When the Prophet came to Medina, the mushrikeen there, the opposition there, went to Hassan. Hassan was a poet who lived 60 years in Jahiliyyah and 60 years in Islam. And he was a poet of the kings, richly rewarded for his poems, an accomplished poet, exceptional poet. A genius, actually, he was. So they came to him, promising him big sum of money. He said, we want you to satirize Rasulullah. Use your poem to fight him. Hassan said, let me look at him. Let me go and observe him. And there comes Hassan to look at Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he looks carefully, he changed his mind. He went back and gave the money they had offered him. He said, no, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. No, I am not going to vilify this man. He is definitely the messenger of Allah. That is why. لَوْ لَمْ تَكُنْ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ مُبَيِّنَةٌ كَانَتْ بَدِيهَتُهُ تُؤْتِكَ بِالْقَبْرِ. If the Prophet were not supported by miracles, any other miracle, this alone, to simply behold his face and carefully look at him and associate with him, that would be convincing a person that he is indeed not a liar, he is a truthful man. Of course, this is only one. Then what became of Hassan? Brothers and sisters, the story of Hassan is indeed most remarkable. I mentioned here last week how a tribe came in the ninth year of Hijrah, and the chief knocked at the door of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Muhammad, come out. I want to challenge you to a competition, poetry, oratory and poetry." Of course, the Arabs used to use poetry to boast about the achievements of the tribe and of course talk about their ideology, and oratory, speech competition. So the men called out, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I am not sent with poetry, nor am I allowed to engage in boastfulness. But since you have challenged me, I am willing to have a dialogue with you." So he came out, and this chief asked his orator to deliver a speech. Of course, what he would be saying is, he would boast about the achievements of his tribe. They are so and so, their lineage, their accomplishments in war and things like that. He delivered a powerful speech, and he sat down, and then he called his poet, and he recited a beautiful poem, once again boasting about his tribe and their achievements. And he sat down, and then the Messenger of Allah called for one companion of the Prophet, one of his Thabit, I think. He delivered a lecture, a speech, explaining the message of Rasulullah and the mission of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beauty of Islam. He sat down, then he called Hassan ibn Thabit. Of course, Hassan was a tested man. He knew his job very well, because his heart was completely illuminated with the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aziz, if he is inspired, the Prophet said about Hassan, Allah has supported him with Ruhul Qudus. And he recited the poetry, praising Rasulullah and his mission. He sat down. The chief said, "I have no case against Muhammad." And he embraced Islam. Now, this is people who just closely look at Rasulullah and they come to understand the beauty of his message. Of course, one after the other, you will see the enemies, the opponents who spend years fighting Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, converting to his cause and taking up, and their only wish is to achieve martyrdom, even as they fought battles against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The people who fought years against Rasulullah in battles, people like Ikrimah and Safwan, what was their dream in life? Even as they have fought against Rasulullah, they are not satisfied with anything other than fighting for the cause of Islam and dying. This is the transformation. So question should be asked, what are those qualities of the Prophet that you and I can relate to every day? I have here a list of 7 traits of the major, they are foundational aspects of the prophetic character. Because according to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Islam is all about character. Inna Allah ma'al ladina taqaw wal ladina hum muhsinun. Allah said, Allah is with those who have piety and who excel in good deeds. So piety in Islam cannot be separated from good deeds, good character. This is one thing Muslims need to understand. This prayer is not good unless it is translated into kindness, into humility, into truthfulness, care for the poor and the weak. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray, Allahumma ahyini miskina, Ya Allah, let me live as poor. Wa amitni miskina, and let me die as poor. Wahshurni fi zumratil masakin, and let me be raised up in the company of the poor. This is the orphan of Arabia. His lifestyle never changed, even after he became a king. He always reminded himself of his humble origin. How many of us remember that? We may have been poor than some. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with wealth and status. We forget. That was not Rasulullah. In Fatah Makkah, a man was trembling because he had opposed Rasulullah for years. He was trembling beside Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said to him, Hawwin alayk, take it easy, man. I am not a king. Innama ana binu mra'atin kanat ta'ukulul qadid. I am the son of a woman of Quraysh, poor woman of Quraysh. We could not afford fresh meat. So therefore we had to survive on dried meat. You see how Rasulullah reminded himself? This is the Prophet of Allah. So he was a man of God who never compared himself with God, who never claimed anything for himself of the divine powers. When Ibrahim died, his son, there was an eclipse, and people said, the eclipse is because Prophet's son has died. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the scientific nature of Islam. Prophet said, the sun and moon are signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not eclipse because of the death or the birth of anyone. So don't attribute this eclipse to the death of Ibrahim, my son. You see, he was a man of the people. Even as he was a man of God, of course his prayers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was such that his blanket would be soaked with tears. At night, he sleeps, quietly leaves his bed, and he performs prayers, night prayers, for long hours. And he would pray so much, tears will be flowing, and the blanket is soaked. As Aisha radhiyallahu anha said, soaked with tears. Of course, the beautiful prayers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something every believer should cherish. There is a beautiful prayer from Prophet, Allahumma khsim lana min khashyatik. I don't have time to read all of it here, but this prayer is such that it's all comprehensive. And this is the nature of the prophetic prayers, and they relate to the times that we live in. So I would urge you to recite, to learn this poem, duas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even as he was a man of God, he was a man of the people. He was humble with people. He commiserated with a child for the death of his nightingale. Anas' brother had a bird, and the Prophet used to ask him, how is your bird? Whenever he met him, who is doing that, Rasulullah? So one day this boy cried, saying that my bird has died, and the Prophet cried with that boy. This is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet used to go out of his way when he would meet the children, he would greet them with Assalamu alaikum. And therefore his Sahaba learned this. Anas and Ibn Umar and others, they would go out of their way to greet children with Assalamu Alaikum. Because Rasulullah told people to say Salam, Ibn Umar was inspired by this instruction of Rasulullah. He would go to the market in the morning simply to say Assalamu Alaikum to everybody. In the evening he would go not to buy anything or sell anything, but to say Assalamu Alaikum. People asked him, you are coming here in the morning and in the evening and we don't see you buying anything or selling anything. Why are you going through this ritual? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when you say Assalamu Alaikum and the believer return that salam, is such a spiritually rewarding act. This is the greatest duty that we believe to each other, first of duties. So that's why. So you see how people were inspired, how Islam inspired for great things. One rich man heard the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that a prostitute was forgiven of her sins because she gave water to a thirsty dog. This rich man, before his death, he made a waqf to put this, you know, jar all around the city for the stray dogs to drink water. And there comes to this Sufi Shaykh. He is not a rich man. He said, I cannot provide water or jar for giving water to the dogs. At least I can make sure that these dogs drink clean water. So every day after Fajr, this man will go out to clean those jars. You see how Rasulullah inspired great things? Rasulullah inspired people to dig wells, to plant trees, and caravans arise. You know, travelers will rest and they get whatever they want when they are traveling. Of course, he was an excellent role model. So he taught us to set examples for people to follow. Islamic history is full of these examples. Rasulullah's examples moved to create a civilization. According to some Orientalists, even they, Islam that was majestic. Of course, this Islam that was majestic have been turned by our hands into something else. So how do we get back? Of course, we must get back to the examples of Rasulullah. Rasulullah was a winner of hearts. He won the hearts of people, hearts of his enemies. Hundreds, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Safwan, Umair, you name it, Ikrima, hundreds of these leaders who were his enemies. Look at the Thumama, who was taken a captive in, and he was in the placed in the masjid of the Prophet. I took it 3 days for Uthama to observe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is a chief of a tribe who fought Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was taken captive. And 3 days in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First day, the Prophet greeted him. He frowned back instead of greeting him back. Second day, the same thing. Third day, he had been changed. He asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if anybody wants to enter your religion, what he has to do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, go and take a bath and come back. And you know what he said? Muhammad, I hated you. I said this last week, more than anybody else. I hated your religion more than anything else. I hated this city, but today you are my beloved. And this is so winner of hearts, and he was a hard worker. He never rested. He said, At the time of his death, he told his daughter, "La karba ala abiki ba'da al-yawm." No more toil for your dad after today. So until his last breath, he worked hard. He was a master communicator. Of course, Rasulullah was described as the best of teachers. Best of teachers. Aisha radhiyallahu anha used to say that Prophet was not like you people, using so many words. He spoke few words. At the end of his speech, everybody could retain the main points, and they retain it so well. And this was the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was a simple person. His lifestyle never changed. Remember Aisha radhiyallahu anha, his wife? 60 patches in her frock. Not because she could not afford it. She had 1,000 dirhams in the morning. By the time evening came, it is all given away in charity. Her nephew said, "I saw so many patches in the frock of Aisha radhiyallahu anha, in spite of the fact that she gave so much in charity. Where did she learn it?" From Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because days would go by, no cooking is done in the house of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Muslims need to look up the examples of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and at least, of course, we cannot emulate all of this, but at least try. Let this be the ideal for us to follow, so that our character is changed. Because character is what Islam is all about. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى دين الإسلام وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Let us pray for our brothers and sisters who passed away. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فحي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. There are some brothers and sisters who are sick. One of our sisters is going through a scan for cancer at the advanced stage. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her and all those who are sick and suffering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cure them and heal them and give them good life. Allahumma shfi marlana, Allahumma shfi marlana, Allahumma shfi marlana, Allahumma rahm mawtana, Allahumma rahm mawtana, Allahumma rahm mawtana. ربنا لا تدع لنا ذنبا الا غفرته ولا هما الا فرجته ولا دينا الا قضيته ولا مريضا الا شفيته ولا ميتا الا رحمته ولا حاجه ترضيك الا قضيتها يا ارحم الراحمين. اقم الصلاه.